With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The latest inflation report fueling speculation of a pending interest rate cut by the Federal Reserve following three painful years of skyrocketing prices. The Commerce Department says prices rose just 0.2% from June to July. Also, Americans stepped up spending by a vigorous 0.5% from June to July. That was up a couple of notches from the previous month. Although she has pulled a 180 on a number of crucial issues, Vice President Kamala Harris insists that is not flip-flopping. The Democratic standard bearer asked during an interview in her first formal campaign interview. It was aired last night on CNN.
Since her presidential run in 2019, Harris has reversed positions on fracking and decriminalizing illegal border crossings.
Let's be clear. My values have not changed.
She told CNN that she does not support a ban on fracking.
We can grow and we can increase a thriving clean energy economy without banning fracking.
On the border, Harris said there must be consequences for illegal immigration.
I would enforce our laws as president going forward. I recognize the problem.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
The latest Rasmussen poll on the presidential race gives former President Trump a 2-point lead over Harris, and that is in the aftermath of the Democratic National Convention. Former President Trump proposing free for all IVF treatments, and former Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard thinks that is a worthwhile goal.
I can't tell you how life-changing that would be for so many families.
Gabbard speaking at a Trump rally yesterday in the battleground state of Michigan. The former president also paid a visit to Wisconsin, where the race is also supposedly very close. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 144 points. The Nasdaq trading 139 points higher. This is SRN News. Transgenderism sparks another court case.
Vivian Garrity is an English teacher at Jackson Middle School in Jackson Township, Ohio, and she refuses to call girls boys and boys girls. That prompted the local school district to force her out of her job, and she went to court. The district asked the judge to dismiss the case, but the judge declined, finding that school officials very likely violated Garrity's First Amendment rights. Cases like these are multiplying all across the country as schools embrace the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ford joining the ranks of companies that are pulling back on support for the LGBT agenda under pressure from evangelicals and conservative groups. Ford will no longer take part in external culture surveys and an annual survey by the Human Rights Campaign that measures workplace inclusion for LGBT employees. Ford says it will instead put resources into taking care of customers, employees, and communities. This is SRN News. A dispute over guns at the Texas State Fair will go to court.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed a lawsuit seeking to block a ban on firearms at the sprawling State Fair of Texas, one of the state's biggest annual celebrations. Fair organizers earlier this month announced a ban on guns after a shooting last year on the fairgrounds in the heart of Dallas. The move drew swift criticism from Republican state lawmakers who have greatly expanded gun rights in recent years. Paxton, a Republican, threatened to sue if the ban was not repealed. He said the ban infringes on gun owners' rights. Keith Peters reporting.
The cost of borrowing for a home has fallen to its lowest level in more than a year. The average rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage dropping to 6.35%, according to Freddie Mac. 1 year ago, the rate was averaging 7.18%. More details, SRNNews.com.